Walking into Corey Hall, UC Berkeley's engineering department, the corridors seem dark and gloomy after the long sunlit trek across campus. Off the main hallway is a locked door labeled Optoelectronics Laboratory. I knock on the door and wait for postdoctoral researcher Hyuk Chu to let me in. My name is Massey Ballin, and for this issue of Science Notes, I wrote about Chu, an engineer who works with microelectromechanical systems, or MEMS, tiny working machines whose dimensions are measured in nanometers. In case you're wondering, that means putting nine zeros to the right of the decimal point. In his workshop/office off Corey Hall's main corridor, Chu writes papers, designs devices, and conducts tests on these devices that involve lots of wires, black boxes, and lasers. He says working on the micro machines, what he calls toys for grown-ups, takes him back to his childhood, when he played with remote-controlled cars and tanks. One tiny machine Chu fabricated with computer scientist David Garmeyer is called a microscanner. These devices, composed of a silicon band holding a swiveling mirror between sets of combs, are etched into a silver silicon square the size of an index fingernail. The mirrors deflect and direct laser beams used in barcode scanners, laser printers, and for refractive eye surgery. When you see the flash of light in a barcode scanner at the supermarket, you're seeing the microscanner at work. Chu and Garmeyer want to use the microscanners for something more entertaining, though. They want to incorporate the lasers and microscanners into a projection system small enough to fit into a cell phone. Reading emails or watching a movie can be a pain on the small display screen, they say. So why not give people the ability to push a button and make those images more visible by displaying them on the nearest surface? The miniaturized projection system they're envisioning, Chu says, has a setup similar to what's inside a TV set. Three colored laser beams would each be directed and deflected by two microscanners. To demonstrate how the microscanners would be used in this portable projection system, Chu wheels a chair with a piece of cardboard on it over to the workbench where he set up a couple of his microscanners, encased in purple chips. One of the microscanners has small mirrors, which can move back and forth very quickly. The other microscanner has a larger mirror, which moves more slowly. Chu dims the lights and flicks a switch to activate a single laser beam. A red dot appears on the cardboard. Chu activates the microscanner with a large mirror, and the dot lengthens to form a single horizontal line. He flicks another switch, and this time a second line appears, moving at right angles to the first one. Suddenly, where there had been two lines is now a bright red square. This square represents the size of the screen projected by the laser and directed by the microscanners. With the addition of green and blue lasers and more microscanners for those beams, Chu could project a full-color image. He turns the lights back on and gestures to the setup on the workbench. This, he says, is the core of the portable projection system. Two small mirrors, a laser light source, and an electronic control system for both. All of this can be shrunk down into a module that can then be incorporated into a cell phone and used to project email, pictures, or even movies for easier viewing. Even as he dreams of commercializing his microscanners, Chu's scaling down his research. He's moving out of Corey Hall and joining a nanotechnology lab at the Molecular Foundry, where he'll work on even smaller machines. For Science Notes, this is Massey Ballin.